But you were drafted the same draft as Nick Foles, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Could you talk a little bit about like what he's been through and just having the opportunity to see him in his last five games, step up?
I think the most important thing is where he at right now. He led this team to a Super Bowl, man. And you know, the moment Carson went down, we knew we had to go with Nick, and I knew what type of player he was. A bunch of people in the locker room knew what type of player he was. So we just rallied behind him, man. Nick just keeps showing up. That's the biggest thing.
Patrick Robinson's interception, did that help settle things down? I mean, how big of a play was that?
It was a turning point of the game, his interception. And, he did a great job, man, of getting in the end zone, swinging the momentum. We knew in that game, going into that game, we get up. That team is, you know, they're not a good team. They don't play good when they're behind. And I think we did a great job, came out and shut them out.
Did you get any view of his return? Where were you on the field?
I was on the side. Well, I was in the game, actually. You know, they're looking for me to crack back on somebody. So I went and slowed the guy down, and I ran to the sideline, honestly. So I can't get stupid penalties, you know. I saw him cutting back, and I just went to go slow a guy down, and that was it.
Talk a little bit about the fans. I mean, they're greasing poles up because they're scared of, like, people climbing these poles. I mean, the stadium.
I can tell you right now, the fans are on the poles, and they're tearing those fuckers down.
Grease those poles up a little more?
I don't think the grease going to help. I think the grease probably froze by now, so it ain't going to help.
Wait, you know, how do you expect these next 2 weeks to be?
The same way they've been, man. We're not going to change nothing that we do. We ain't going to change the way we prepare.